when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Dan Carpenter welcome you to Philcall Radio Time, produced and transcribed in the Marine Memorial Auditorium in San Francisco, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guest, Miss Ethel Merman.
Grand gal.
And now that spring is here, it's my pleasure to present Philco's fragrant little flower, Bing Crosby.
Here now, fragrant. What is this here?
Well, Bing, you do smell awfully nice tonight.
Oh, yes. That's my new before shave lotion can.
Before shave lotion?
Yeah, for busy men. You put it on your face beforehand, then you don't have to shave. Nobody can get close enough to see if you need one or not.
Well, certainly is powerful stuff. What do you call it?
5 o'clock madness.
Oh.
Oh, it's so racy.
Well, Bing, you not only smell good this evening, you look pretty good, too. You've been outdoors a lot this past week?
Every day, Ken. Oh, this spring air.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing a little trotting around the golf course down Carmel?
Oh, no, not at all. I've been busy with my gardening.
You mean you take care of your garden yourself?
Oh, mais oui, certainement. It's the best thing in the world for a fellow. I raised a victory garden during the war, you know. Did a lot of good.
What good did that do?
We won the war, didn't we?
For sure. Well, Bing, I don't see how a man who's as busy as you are can find time to work in a garden.
Oh, this is California, Ken. Doesn't take any time at all to grow stuff. You stick some teensy plants in the ground, squirt a little water on them, before you know it, you're the proud father of 3 dozen ripe tomatoes.
That's remarkable.
It's even more remarkable when you realize that I planted cabbages to begin with. But speaking of remarkable things, Ken, do you know that I have a new Technicolor picture coming out soon?
You mean the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court?
Sensational news. It'll be on display at popcorn stands all over the country shortly. Or if you prefer, you can munch on a candy bar during the picture. But try and be in your seats, though, for some of the Burke Van Heusen songs, such as the ensuing, which, John Scott, busy doing nothing, if you will.
La, la. We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. I have to watch the river to see that it doesn't stop, and stick around the rosebud so they'll know when to pop.
Better keep the crickets cheerful, they're really a solemn bunch.
Basso, basso, and only an hour for lunch. La 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 la. We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do.
We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime?
We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. I have to wake the sun up, he's liable to sleep all day, and then inspect the rainbows so they'll be bright and gay.
You must rehearse the songbirds to see that they sing in key.
Bustle, bustle, and never a moment free. Busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, now isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have.
We never do have.
We never do, never do, never do, never do, never do, never do have the time.
Very nice. Bingin' with the Mayor. Say, that song moves right along.
I think it has a certain insouciance. Mm-hmm. You like busy doing nothing, eh?
Yes, it reminds me of a song that we sing at the Philco factories,
what is
Bing.
This?
Only instead of busy doing nothing, our song is called Busy Doing Something.
Well, when you have a lot of factories, I guess that's the proper attitude. What's going on at the Philco plants now? What's everybody busy doing?
Well, they're busy turning out those fine Philco products.
Oh, yes, great Philco products. And great Philco quality, too.
Yes, indeed.
I think, could you summarize just some of the many virtues on the Philco radio? Something succinct, incisive, and short,
All right. Well, Bing, the fellow who's saying plenty right now is your Philco dealer. And he isn't just spilling words, he's talking money. Real red-hot values on brand-new 1949 Philco radios and radio phonographs. Folks, if you want the most for your dollar in a quality radio, see your Philco dealer now. This is your big moment to buy, but definitely. Values were never greater, quality never so high. You're missing plenty if you miss this opportunity to trade in your old radio on an up-to-the-minute Philco. Ask your dealer about new, more liberal credit terms, and look for the Philco name when you buy. Like the hallmark on sterling silver, it's your guarantee of quality from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Russ Morgan, band leader, composer, and epicure of Scranton, PA, has written this fine tune with Jack Stewart.
So tired of waiting for you, so tired of longing for you, tired of waiting, saving my love for you. So tired of dreaming daydreams, so tired of only play schemes. Why don't you call me? Call me tonight, my dear. Tell me that your thoughts are all of me, sweetheart. All day long I wonder why we're far apart. So tired of dreaming of you, so tired of waiting for you, but though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
Oh, so tired
of dreaming of you,
so lonely and tired
of waiting for you, but though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
So tired, so tired.
Thank you. Every year, you know, every year since we've been filibustering for Philco, every spring we've managed to take our broadcast east to catch the new shows and case the opening games of the horse-eyed season, spend some time with a vivacious, vigorous, and valued friend. This year, a strict shooting schedule at Paramount Movie Mill prohibits such a trek, and while we'll miss the shows and blow the ball games, we are compensated because of the arrival in this climb of that valued friend that I mentioned earlier. In this case, of the mountain coming to Mohammed, I'm tickled tan to introduce the brilliant, brittle bombshell of Broadway, the mighty Ethel Merman. That's the park bench. Merm, you look great. Really saucy. Must have had a wonderful trip out here from New York, huh?
I did, Bingo. A terrific trip.
Did you come on a super chief?
No. Nope.
A chief?
No. Nope.
What then?
A squaw.
A squaw? That's a train.
No, an Indian. Oh.
Piggyback all the way, huh?
Yep, she claims I'm the biggest papoose she ever had in her caboose.
I bet you were the liveliest, too. Ethel, don't tell me you rode the same squaw all the way out from New York.
Oh, of course not, Bingo. At Chicago, you gotta change Indian.
Just like the trains, huh? You know, the next time I travel, I must go by Indian. It sounds like such fun.
Oh, I don't think you'd enjoy it.
Why not?
No club car.
You wouldn't bother me, none of it. I never go into the club car anymore anyhow.
Oh, I can understand that. You know, it's a pretty long walk back there from the baggage car.
Dear. Not that so much, Ethel. But every time you go into the club car and you sit down to relax and the guy next to you whips out a business card, shoves it under your nose and says, "My name's Krausmeyer with the East High Paint and Varnish Company out of Omaha. Represent 16 western states with the finest little old line of paints and supplies this side of the Susquehanna." So, for the next 300 miles, you're forced to talk about paints, varnishes, and his Aunt Tilly's sacroiliac.
What's so bad about that?
I want to talk about me.
Oh, you poor kid, you. Well, then let's talk about you now.
Okay, ask me anything.
Okay. Are you happy to see me out here in California?
What happened to me?
I guess you got lost.
Yes, that figured. It's a pleasure to see you, though, Ed. Gosh, you certainly had a wrong run, didn't you, with that Annie Get Your Gun on Broadway? What was it, 3 years?
Yep.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm with the East High Paint and Varnish Company out of Omaha. I represent 16 western states with the finest little old line of paints and supplies this side of the Monongahela.
How about your Aunt Tilly's sacroiliac?
Oh, she's in awful shape. Her sacro hasn't seen her iliac in months. Terrible.
Well, tell her not to worry. It's probably just a temporary separation. Ethel. Pretty orthopedic, isn't it? Ethel, we can't have you selling paint and varnish. You're too good a song salesman. You can't compare music with paint.
Oh, I don't know about that,
Bing. Oh, I do. Why, when Buddy Clark... He could sing a song to a girl, Buddy Clark, and make her feel 10 years younger.
Yes, but I could sell that same girl some paint that would make her look 10 years younger. And the same thing goes for Buddy Clark,
too. He'll be happy to hear that. It'd be nice. It'd be happy to hear. Just stick to the girl, Ethel. What are you selling? Are you selling cosmetics or barn paint?
Well, that depends on how broad the baby is.
Here, now, wait. Now we're getting into the happy stuff. I see what you mean, but Ethel, we can't sell paint right at this moment. The big thing on this show is selling Philcos and music.
Well, do you have any music in mind?
Not only in mind, but in hand. Hmm? Now, as you well know, Merm, there are thousands of struggling young composers all over the world who are constantly turning out songs. They might well become the hits of tomorrow, if only somebody would sing them today.
And we're elected, huh?
We are the lucky ones. So, folks, please stand by now for a barrage of ballads which were selected by our special board of tone-deaf music haters. For Texas.
Your Flop Parade. Yes, your all-time flop parade, starring those two happy hooligans of harmony, Ethel Merman and Bing Crosby, with the music of John Flop Trotter. Your Flop Parade, a soggy sack full of saggy songs which are headed for oblivion unless you, the people, give them a shove. Your all-time flop parade is brought to you by the makers of Air. Remember, friends, always insist... Remember, friends, always insist on genuine Air. Here is one of our satisfied customers, Mr. J.S. Trotter of Bicycle Pump, North Carolina. Mr. Trotter says...
Well, sir, I've been breathing air for nigh on to 40 years. Just look at me, I'm full of it.
Thank you, Mr. Trotter. And now, on with your flop parade, featuring Bing and Ethel.
Hi-de-ho, Eth.
Hoity-hi, Cross.
You all set?
I'm as set as I can get.
Then lower the net. Miss Merman, and flip the flop parade into high gear. What's the first lilt on the list tonight?
Well, it's a tune written by Flora Goldberg of Densmore Drive, Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. This one is called Rhythmitis. Start slugging, Merman. This one's real jazzy.
Walking, I'm only walking, but it's like walking on xylophones with that old rhythmitis in my bones.
Rhythmitis, rhythm, rhythmitis.
Dining or just reclining, I hear the pining of baritones with that old rhythmitis in my bones.
Rhythmitis in our bones.
Where can I run to? It's neath the moon and neath the sun, too. What does does it want to follow me for? This thing that makes my heart go 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing, I'm only breathing, but I'm unsheathing such torrid tones. It's not bronchitis or laryngitis or tonsillitis or sinusitis. It's rhythmitis.
Absolute smasher. And you smashed it to smithereens, too.
Thank you. Give me a broom and I'll sweep up the joint.
I'll let it lay there. Here's a song that was just handed to me by one of the stagehands, Professor Leon Chevalier. It's called Grace.
Is it a love song, Bing?
Got to be. It will become apparent as the lyric unfolds that the writer really goes for grace in a very big way.
There'll never be another girl like Grace. The fuzz around her chin is just like lace. I love to run my fingers through her face. And such a good girl, Grace. And furthermore, her eyes are almost blue. She's got the cutest little nostrils, too. Oh, I can hardly wait until her teeth are out of that brace so I can kiss my Grace.
Thank you. You've been most patient. Now, here's a short but dull message from our sponsor.
Friends, your flop parade is brought to you through the carelessness of our product, Air. Here is what another of our satisfied customers has to say. She is the well-known bubble dancer, Miss Bubbles LeBoo, and she says...
For years, I've been entertaining in class night spots, doing a dance while dressed in nothing but bubbles. I always fill my bubbles with air. One night I tried to do without air. While hopping, I done 60 days.
Thank you, Bubbles LeBoo. And now back to your flop parade with Bing and Ethel.
Lost your mind, then. As time, Ethel, shall we bend our vocal blends on an up-and-coming ballad?
I'd be delighted, Bingo. Mm-hmm. How about this one? It's a tragic torch tune called There's a Flaw in My Flu.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect vehicle. It was written by a chimney sweep who was thrown out of work when his employer switched to natural gas. This song is bound to sweep every chimney in the country. Hit it, John.
This is a lovely thing. We should have some change in the lighting for this.
Special lavender for this. I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you. But now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flu.
Your lovely face in my fireplace was all that I saw. But now it won't draw. 'Cause my flu has a flaw.
From every beautiful ember, memory arose. But now I try to remember, and smoke gets in my nose.
Oh, it's not as sweet by the unit heat just to sit and dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flu.
Thank you. that was so torchy. The soot is still falling all over the place.
Yeah, but let's don't stop here, Bingo. There must be some more we can shove through the door from oblivion to limbo.
Oh, indeed there are. I'm loaded with it. Now, here's a song written by... This was written by a local boy, Ed Walsh, of the University of California at Berkeley. This is called On a Rainy Day. Ed is also the writer of that big hit of last year, the song that took Boise, Idaho by storm, Boise, Idaho. Miss Merman, will you open your umbrella? We'll start on this rainy day.
Here it comes.
And if you remember it, you get a lot on me.
Cuddling by the fire ain't too much fun when the sun is bright and gay.
But the petting and such can't hurt much
on a rainy day.
Sunshine's fine for the mulberry vine,
but if I may have my say, there's no use missing a little bit of kissing on a rainy day.
Airedales have their puppies, you won't hear them complaining.
Why, even guppies have little guppies on days when it is raining.
So please don't sigh at a cloudy sky. Everything can be quite gay. You're just a dream for hire by a sizzling fire with impregnated pine cones.
On a rain.
Lord, if Dr. Sproul ever hears that, he's going to want to talk to Mr. Walsh.
Well, Bingo, here comes the wind-up.
What pulsating roundelay are we going to pipe to the populace now, Merm?
It's that great lover's lament penned for two voices by the Bard of Chicago.
That can only be the artistic, soulful Mr. John Keeley, author of the immortal ballad, It's Time I Wrote the Folks in Terre Haute. And many others too maudlin to mention here.
Exactly. Mr. Keeley's latest is entitled Silver Coated Moon.
Oh, and this one is a rip snorter.
Well, let's do it without a care, Bingo. If you rip your snorter, we'll have it vulcanized in the morning.
Mr. Trotter, your most mellow trombones, please, and your most moving reeds for Silver Coated Moon. Silver-coated moon, surprise, please start shining soon, so that we can spoon earnestly tonight.
Silver-coated moon over love's lagoon, so that we can spoon this lovely night in June. Silver-coated moon,
silver-coated moon,
please start shining soon.
This is a special arrangement,
so that we can spoon,
so that we can spoon earnestly tonight. Silver-coated moon,
silver-coated moon,
over love's lagoon,
over love's lagoon,
so that we can spoon,
so that we can spoon
this lovely night in June, this lovely night in June.
Silver-coated moon.
And this, friends, winds up another all-time flop parade. Now, on to the hits at our Philco dealers. Right now, the sensational Philco 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph, is 1-2-3 on the radio hit parade. And no wonder, it has a special acoustical system, including a true tone chamber that's brand new in a table model, and it gives you the same full performance you expect only from expensive consoles. Believe me, folks, this Philco 1405 is the all-time tops in table models. Compare it and let your own ear be the judge. And remember, you get a two-speed phonograph for both conventional and long-playing records, automatic record changer, and a powerhouse radio, all with the most brilliant, true-to-life tone you ever bent your ear to. And the price? Ah, your Philco dealer's got news for you. Ask him now how much easier it is to own the world's finest table radio phonograph from Philco, the leader.
This is the ballad from Connecticut Yankee, the movie I mentioned earlier in the show. I'd like me to mention it again this spring several times, too.
Once and for always, let's have it understood. We will be together just the way we should. Let's not wait and hope for something more sublime. Don't you know that always isn't too much time? So once and for always, let's say that it's agreed. Wishing days are over, this is all we need. And tonight we'll notify the stars above that once and for always, and no less than always, you and I in love.
Now, thanks to Ethel Merman, who appeared tonight through the courtesy of Robert D. Levitt.
Bing, if you'll turn your big blue eyes into my soft, furry brown ones, mm-hmm. I want to tell you that was a lot of fun, partner.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, gal.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Next week, Ethel Dennis Day joins our happy little group.
Me and little Dennis Day, the tenor?
Mm-hmm. I don't mean Frank Parker. Tenors are coming back in style, you know.
But Dennis already has two shows, Bing. What's the idea of giving him another one?
Keeps him out of mischief, Ethel. You'd be surprised how much juvenile delinquency is caused by these kids with only two shows wandering around the streets. Time off, leisure on their hands. Well, come on, Ethel, let's go out and grab a sandwich somewhere, huh?
Well, as long as we're grabbing, let's grab a steak.
Okay, kiddo.
What about the check?
Oh, I'll pay the check.
No, I mean my check for tonight.
Oh, these New York girls, they want steaks and money, too. I'll get even next week on Dennis Day, though. Good night, folks. Thanks very much. Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Dennis Day. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall starring Al Jolson.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come.
before I got to the hall tonight, I stopped off at Ching Hao's restaurant to soak up a little chop suey and atmosphere. Just enough to give me a good reason to sing Chinatown. Okay, Lum Fung Bring, let's have it. Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy, are you Chinatown? Almond eyes so brown, heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy, our Chinatown. Almond eyes so brown, heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
A moment ago, I saw you looking a little card there. Is that all you have left from a horse that didn't come in at Santa Anita or something?
Ken, believe it or not, I didn't go to Santa Anita.
Huh?
No. Horses are too smart. Now, look, Ken.
Yeah.
Six horses run around the track, and 50,000 people show up. But let six people run around the track and see how many horses show up.
What you mean? But Al, why do you keep glancing at that card? What's so interesting about it?
Well, Ken, it's a card I got when I weighed myself this morning.
Oh, I see.
On the back of it, it says, I'm charming, sweet, kind, generous, intelligent, and lovable. Isn't it amazing how accurate those little things are?
Yeah, but how much does it say you weigh?
Hmm?
How much does it say you weigh?
35 pounds. It can't be right all the time, you know.
But Al, that's not your weight. The scale must be broken.
That's why I use it.
Well, what's the advantage of using a broken scale?
You always get your penny back.
Say, Al, you must be referring to the scale in Schwab's drugstore.
Yes, Oscar, I am. I like that particular scale because the fortune on the back of the card has never been wrong.
Ah, those fortunes are ridiculous, Al.
No, they aren't. A couple of years ago, I weighed myself and the card said, "Beware of imposters." The same day, I met Larry Parks. And yesterday came the clincher. The card said, "People are trying to get money out of you."
What happened?
2 minutes later, Jack Benny invited me to lunch.
Now that you mention it, Al, I weighed myself the other day, and the card I got said I was going to make 3 pictures and 6 record albums.
Yeah?
And it said I was going to play 30 concerts, appear at Carnegie Hall, do a radio show.
Oscar, that's silly. How could all that be written on one card?
I was real fat that day.
Well, I hope you're not too fat for the piano bench. Because right now, I'd like you to sit down and play the Greek concerto.
Thank you. thing. All of us go through life struggling and fighting to get ahead, always striving for the success that someday will mean peace and contentment. And in doing so, we sometimes overlook the treasures we have right in our own homes. I don't care how far I've gone or how far I go, but the greatest pleasure, the greatest reward I can have is when I pick up my little baby son and hold him in my arms. To me, that's the nearest thing to heaven. Nearest thing to heaven is that rippling, sunny smile. And nearest thing to heaven is to hold him for a while and feel those tiny little hands pulling at my tie. How he laughs when he rumples my hair and pokes his little finger in my eye. Nearest thing to heaven are those rosy apple cheeks. I've learned to understand him every time he speaks. And just like his mommy, he's everything divine. Nearest thing to heaven is that little guy. Nearest thing to heaven are those rosy apple cheeks. And you know something? I've learned to understand him. Yes, sir. Every time he speaks. And just like his mommy, he's everything divine. Nearest thing to heaven is that little guy of mine.
Let's see, spring. Here's one. Sing this, Al.
I'm dreaming of White Christmas.
Try this one, Al.
Tis the last of summer. And wait a minute. Oscar, what's that got to do with spring?
It has a connection. That last rose of summer was planted in the spring.
Oscar, I'm trying to be nice. I asked you to play a song about spring, and what do you do? You give me a Christmas song, a summer song, but no spring song.
Wait, Al, here's a great one for you. That's Mendelssohn's Spring Song.
Mendelssohn's Spring Song doesn't have any words. I can't sing it. Give me a song about spring. Oscar, wait. Maybe this will help. What do you think of in the spring?
Fertilizer.
Look, Oscar, in the springtime, a man thinks of romance. It's a time of the year when a young man's fancy turns to love.
I've been thinking of that, Al. What does a young man do with his fancy the rest of the year?
Oscar, I'm afraid you're not aesthetic enough for me. Lou Bring and his Petrillo Petunias will help me out. Lou, play me A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, a perfect song for spring.
Like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. Now you can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. Pretty girl is just like a pretty
Ladies and gentlemen, I expected to have Miss Betty Grable as our guest tonight, but she couldn't make it. So I got the next prettier pair of legs, or rather prettiest pair of legs, I should have said, from 20th Century Fox. And they belong to George Jessel.
Well, Al, you look wonderful. I've never seen such a complexion on a man in my life. If I didn't know it was you, I'd swear it was Pocahontas, honestly. It is so good to see you, Al, really.
It's good to see you too, Georgie. You've been back east, haven't you?
Yes, Al, I've been back in Washington to see President Truman.
I read about that, and that he appointed you Toastmaster General.
Well, I don't get any money for that, Al, you know. That's just an honorary job.
Well, you've got a job at 20th Century Fox. You get paid there, don't you?
After I pay my taxes, this is also an honorary job.
Well, Georgie, everybody knows you're friendly with the president. Now, what do you two say to each other when you're together?
Well, Al, I say, Al, I come in, I say, well, hello. He says, hello, Georgie. I say, how do you feel, Mr. President?
Then what?
Then what? That's all. He's a busy man, you know.
Well, maybe I'll make a trip. That's my home, you know. I haven't been back there in a long time.
Oh, Al, you wouldn't recognize Washington.
Really?
Since you left. Oh, they built the White House, you know.
Georgie, you're certainly going to be famous. You mixed with the president of Washington, and out here in Hollywood, you just had your footprints put in cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater. That's right,
Al. My big toe is still wet. You can feel it, really. But I don't imagine anything like that would impress you, Al, because your footprints are right there, right next to Clark Gable.
My footprints are next to Gable's, but only during the day. At night when it's cold, they get up, walk over, and play footsie with Rita Hayworth.
I want you to know it was a great honor for me to place my footprints alongside of those belonging to all the famous names of the amusement business. You see, Al, I have loved being an actor all my life. My career began when I was very small. You know, when I was 5 years old, I leaned strongly toward the stage.
Then what happened?
I kept falling out of the balcony. Finally, Al, my mother put a string on me, and I was the first yo-yo to play low stakes.
Well, I guess I had to struggle more than you for my career, Georgie. I remember once I played a broken-down vaudeville house in Brooklyn, and I saw Florence Ziegfeld standing in the wings. When I came off, Ziegfeld said to me, I think it's a shame for you to bury a talent like yours here in Brooklyn. I said, you do, Mr. Ziegfeld? He said, yes. Why don't you go to Hoboken and bury it?
I can't believe that. I love the theater, Al. The theater has always been in my blood. The scenery, the grease paint. And the footlights, too. They're all in my blood.
Now I know why you're getting a little lumpy.
Al, Al, this is not a moment of jest, and I realize tonight what a fool I was to give up the theater for the precarious life of a motion picture producer. Oh, Al, how I recall those tender young years as a starving entertainer. There I was, pacing up and down my room night after night, never lying down for a moment's rest.
Nervousness, huh?
Mm-mm, no bed. And then, Al... Al, there was no turning back for me then. After all, Columbus didn't turn back on his voyage, Magellan didn't turn back, Balboa didn't turn back, and Sosnick didn't turn back.
Who was Sosnick?
An uncle of mine who was leaving his wife. Max Sosnick.
Well, Georgie, you came up fast. I made mistakes. I remember my first contract. I was trying to be shrewd, so I read every word of it.
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with thoroughly reading a contract.
Yes, there was. Before I was half through reading it, it expired on me.
Well, I never worried about contracts. When I started, I began as a mimic, you know. I did imitation.
Yeah.
For example, recognize this fella.
Yeah, go ahead.
When my baby smiles at me, ha-ha, my thoughts go roaming to paradise. Yes, sir. Who is that, Al?
Mel Torme.
Now, I'm sure that you're jealous.
Why should I be jealous? We're not competing with each other.
Well, in a way, we are, Al. I'm a producer of 20th Century Fox making pictures about old times. And you're at Columbia Studio making pictures about old you.
I'll admit one thing, Georgie. I'm jealous of your working conditions. All day long, you can look at June Haver in tights. But what have I got? Oscar Levant in baggy pants.
Well, look at this. George Jessel and Al Jolson. Together, these two men have produced enough movies to sell 30 million bags of popcorn.
Now, look, Mr. Levant. I don't mind you insulting me, but you should never utter one disparaging word about Mr. Al Jolson. Can you think of a greater name in show business?
No. Can you, Al?
I don't even try.
You know something, when you stop to think about it, where's the young talent going to come from? What's going to happen when Jolson retires?
He'll take 5 years off and come back again.
And he'll do it, too.
Because, like the title of Irving Berlin's song, well, just let me sing, and I'll be happy.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular song. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy. I'm happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, of cotton fields and Mammy's arm. If my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, of cotton fields and my mammy's arms. If my song can make you homesick, I'm
when Jessel was talking about being a mimic in the old days, I was thinking. That was about the time you were doing pretty well with Lou Doc Status Minstrels.
That's right, Oscar. Georgie, I'll tell you what. Let's you and I be end men, Mr. Skin and Mr. Bones. And Oscar, you be the interlocutor, okay? Here we go.
Gentlemen, be seated. Mr. Asa Skin, I heard you were at a banquet the other night. Was the food good?
The food was delicious, Mr. Interlocutor, but the service was terrible.
You mean they were slow in serving it?
Slow? I ordered a half a roast chicken, and I waited and waited and waited. So finally, I called the waitress over, and I said, "Honey, how long?" I like that so much, I'm going to do it again. Finally, I called the waitress over, and I said, "Honey, how long am I going to wait for that roast chicken?"
What did she say?
Well, she said, "Till somebody orders the other half. We ain't going to kill a half a chicken for nobody."
And now, Mr. George Bones, I heard you got married recently.
Yeah, but honey, let me tell you something. When I got married, I got one woman who was going to stay with me for life.
It's wonderful to have a wife like that.
Wife, nothing. I'm talking about my mother-in-law. I went to the races the other day, doo-da, doo-da. I lost my gal, I'm a next week's pay, doo-da, doo-da day. Don't mind I lost my pay, but hated to lose my girl. And I got mad when I found out she was stolen by Milton Berle.
Oh, he steals everything.
Take anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They want me on the picture screen,
do-da, do-da,
to play a lover in a scene,
do-da, do-da, day.
I gladly take the job in a love scene hot with sparks. I'll play a lover on the screen without any Larry Parks. I don't need him.
Oh, you don't need nothing.
Walk out it
now. Walk out on Eddie Cannon show.
Yeah, walk out on Skeleton, too.
Some folks say, how old is Al?
Do-da, do-da. They say Abe Lincoln was my pal.
Do-da, do-da, day. Don't guess or you'll be wrong. Just listen to Jolson's song.
But if Benny's only 39, we all should live so long.
We all should live so long.
Folks, I know you've all heard of Vincent Yeomans. He was a swell guy who wrote wonderful songs. He loved life and realized the part that music played in making it livable. Here is one of his best, Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he ain't no good no how. Without a song, I've got my trouble and war. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roar. I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love
night, everybody.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the hilarious musical hit George Abbott's Best Foot Forward, starring Betty Garrett, Eileen Wilson, and your host, Gordon McRae, with Jerome Cowan, Bill Shirley, Alice Pierce, Gloria Wood, Joseph Kearns, and from the original Broadway cast, Gil Stratton Jr. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight, another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that also bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is Gordon McRae.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going back to prep school tonight for the lighthearted musical hit, Best Foot Forward. And we're coming on the campus just in time for the spring prom. We've got an all-star cast to sing the wonderful Hugh Martin, Ralph Blaine songs. So, are you all ready, gang?
Let's go!
What's the best school in the whole darn state of Pennsylvania?
Swiss Army! Yeah!
Buckle down, Winsocky, buckle down. You can win, Winsocky, if you knuckle down. If you break their necks, if you make them wrecks, you can break the hex, so buckle down. Knuckle down, Winsocky, knuckle down. You can win, Winsocky, if you buckle down. If you mow them down, if you go to town, you can wear the crown if you will only knuckle down.
Hey, that's the old fight, gang.
Hey, freshmen, hurry up with those decorations.
Hey, we sure have to hurry, Greeny. The girls will be here any minute, and this place still looks like a basketball court.
Just think. Across this foul line will pass the most beautiful girls in Pennsylvania.
Hey, here comes the bus. Women! Well, come on, Greeny. What are you waiting for?
I'm afraid I've got a blind date.
Oh, that's tough. What does she look like?
Well, she's a girl, I hope.
All right, girls. This is the gymnasium where the dance will be held. I am Dr. Reba, principal of Winsocket Preparatory School. While you are our guests, I hope you will all enjoy yourselves within reasonable limits. Dismissed.
Hey, Minerva.
Hi, Dutch. Gee, Hulick is my first prom. I feel so sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. You'll feel more sophisticated when you go back.
Oh, you wicked.
Okay, where is he?
Who?
A character named Green. I'm his blind date. If he's on the premises, I'd like him to step up and take the rap.
Oh, Greeny!
Somebody want me?
My, they grow them small here. Well, cheer up. I'm a good kid at heart. And you're so short you won't have to look at my face.
Hello, everybody.
What's the matter with you, bud? You look a little chartreuse.
Fellas, come on outside, will you? I gotta talk to you.
Mr. Whiz, bud, what's the matter?
Yeah, what's eating you?
Guys, I'm in an awful jam.
What's wrong?
Well, remember the movie we saw about 2 months ago with Gail Joy?
Oh, yeah, the Wham girl. You know, sweaters.
Yeah, that's her. Well, after the picture, see, I wrote her a letter and asked her to be my prom girl at the dance tonight, and something terrible happened.
What?
She accepted.
Oh, no, that's impossible. Gail Joy's way out there in Hollywood.
Oh, no, not tonight she isn't. She's right here in town at the Eagle House.
She is?
Well, Bud, old man, we won't let you down.
We'll help you take Gail Joy to the dance. We'll divvy her between us.
Oh, gee, fellas, I hate to put you to this trouble.
Aw, anything for a friend.
Three men on a date. We're men whose date's got the gate.
We'll each have a dance with Miss Joy, with California's real McCoy.
Three mates in a room. We're men whose date's met their doom.
We're casting our lines for a fish, for California's favorite dish. We can leave our studies in the hall, for tonight we're buddies of the ball. We can leave our flowers on the wall, for tonight we're buddies to them all. Three men, three mates on a tear. We're men whose dates got the air. For one of California's great, we're three men on a day.
You can leave the key in your sedan, for tonight we have a better plan.
We can catch them now if catch we can,
for tonight we're super, superman.
Three men, three pills on the march. We're men whose thrills lost their start. For one of California's great, we're three men on a day.
A minute, bud. What about your regular girl, Helen Schlesinger?
Well, when I got this letter from Gail Joy, I wrote Helen I had the grip and told her not to come.
Well, you turned her name into the faculty, didn't you?
Well, sure.
Oh, then you're all set. Your girl isn't coming, so Gail Joy goes as Helen Schlesinger.
Well, people will sure think Helen is rounded out a little.
Ah, we'll explain the whole thing to Miss Joy. She'll understand.
Yeah, come on, bud. She must be lonely at the Eagle House.
Even eagles are lonely at the Eagle House.
Just a moment. Where are you boys going?
Why, just over to the Eagle House, Dr. Reber.
To help Bud Hooper pick up his date.
Who is your date, Hooper?
Helen Schlesinger, sir.
Well, why isn't she staying here with the rest of the girls?
Well, goodbye, Dr. Reber.
Answer my question. Come back here, boys. Come back.
See you later, Dr. Reber.
Yes, long.
Something very suspicious is going on here.
Hello. I'm Helen Schlesinger, and I'm looking for...
Helen Schlesinger. How does it happen you're staying unchaperoned in town?
But I'm not.
Well, young Hooper just went into the Eagle House to meet you.
Oh, it must be another Helen Schlesinger. Unless... Oh, dear. I just came down to cheer Bud up while he was sick. Golly, I guess I've got things all messed up again.
Oh, so true. I wish I had a clue or two. Where I stood, I thought I knew. For sure. True or false, life was a never-ending war. Then it caught the summer sauce for good. Might have known it would. Every time my heart begins to dance, the world steps on my little toe. Every time I take a little chance, I pay right through my little nose. Every time I fly my little kite, it catches on a tree. Every time I throw an anchor out, it pulls me in the sea. Every time I feel a little glow, I always get a little shock. Every time I stick my little chin out, always get a little knock. Leaving just a lonely little lady in the dark.
just a lady in the dark.
With my face, that's good. Light is always working against me.
My date just played a dirty trick on me. He disappeared.
Well, I just played a dirty trick on my date. I showed up.
Bud Hoop is my fella. And by golly, I'm gonna fight for him.
What a hotel, the Eagle House yet.
Now, Gail.
What am I doing in a broken down town like this just because your office says it's great publicity?
It is great publicity. Schoolboy invites movie star to senior prom. Why, it's Cinderella spelled backwards. It's great publicity. And who knows, your option wasn't picked up.
Nobody who doesn't live in Hollywood or Beverly Hills.
Well, don't be bitter. If you pull this off, every movie producer in Hollywood will be chasing you.
Naturally. But will they give me a job?
Why do you always have to look at the gloomy side of things?
Experience, chum. That silver lining ain't worth a plug nickel.
You really like to sing the blues, don't you, lady?
It's my favorite color of necessity. Like a fish loves the ocean, like a chimney sweep loves his flues, like each bride with a wedding cake would love to take a cruise, that's how I love the blues. Like a cha-cha loves his candy, like an indigent housewife, her stews. Like reporters who need the cash would love to crash the news, that's how I love the blues. Like a squaw loves her papoose, like a hobo his caboose, like the ticketed to love their clues, I love the blues. Like a sailor loves tattoos, like a barber loves shampoos, like a decorator loves chartreuse, I love the blues. Like a star loves a close-up, like a practical joker, a ruse.
Like a guy on a desert isle would love to smile on you.
Yes, that's I love the blues. Like a dog loves his master, like the Pulitzer board loves to chew, like a crocodile loves to grin and wallow in his ooze, that's I love the blues. That's how I love the blues. That's how I love the blues.
You can stop singing the blues, Gail. There's your date. Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, three of them. Come in.
Thank you. My name's Bud Hooper, and these are my roommates, Dutch and Greeny.
How do you do? My name is Jack Haggerty. Love your school. Wonderful atmosphere. Reminds me of Yale.
Oh, did you go to Yale?
We made it once.
Made what?
A picture about Yale.
Oh. You'll have to excuse Mr. Haggerty, boys. He's an agent.
Pardon me, Miss Joy, but I have to say something.
Oh, when you introduce me. Oh, don't let that worry you. My, but he's young, isn't he?
Well, I would be to you anyway.
What a lovely compliment.
Miss Joy, I don't know how to say it. Would you mind going to the prom as Helen Schlesinger?
As who?
Helen Schlesinger.
Oh, it must be a masquerade.
Huh?
By the way, who was she?
Helen Schlesinger? Helen... Why, she was the girl who outsmarted the British darling in 1776.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me.
Yeah, I think Bergman played her.
Well, maybe she did, but there's another one now. You see, Helen Schlesinger is the name I turned in.
Turned in where?
To the faculty, so they could look up her past. Takes 2 weeks.
Look, you're not being initiated into a fraternity, are you? I mean, nobody's making you say these things, are they?
Oh, no, look, I got it all figured out. If you come to the dance as Helen Schlesinger, nobody will ever know you're Gail Joy.
Oh, well, that's just ducky. Why do you suppose I came all the way from California?
Hey, listen, you rover boy. Yes, come in.
Well, I hope I'm not intruding.
Helen, what are you doing here?
To think I believed in you. To think I came down here to give you such a wonderful surprise. I've been blind, blind.
Can't you play that scene somewhere else?
But I have resources of my own, Bud Hooper, and you'll find there's no fury like a woman scorned. Well.
Boy, she's desperate.
Maybe we'd better skip the whole thing.
Not on your life. Look, kids, you get me into the places Helen's smacking the puss, and I'll do the rest. I came up here to get in the papers, and by gosh, I'll be queen of that prom before I'm through. Come on, kids, grab a wing. How about this? 3 dates.
Oh, boy. Three men on a date. We're men whose dates got the gate with one of California's great. We're three.
With spring officially here and winter about over, we hope, the states which were struck by the unprecedented series of winter storms can begin to compute the cost. In that connection, the editor of the Topeka, Kansas Daily Capital discussed in a recent issue the cost of snow removal and the different ways in which the cost was met. Here in part is what the editor said, and I quote, "Clearing the highways and cutting through to isolated ranches was, of course, an essential operation. So was the haylift dropping of supplies, and no one will grumble because it cost the taxpayers a sizable sum. But," he went on to say, "the railroads did their own snow plowing, ice blasting, and ditch digging with their own equipment and at their own expense, while opening up the highways for the trucks was done by the government at the taxpayers' expense." End of quotation. This difference in who pays for snow removal is important, for it points up, as the Topeka Daily Capital put it, the striking contrast between the way government treats the railroads and the way it treats rival methods of transportation. We're ready for the second act of the George Abbott hit Best Foot Forward, starring Betty Garrett, Eileen Wilson, and your host, Gordon McRae, with Jerome Cowan, Bill Shirley, Alice Pierce, Gloria Wood, Joseph Kearns, and Gil Stratton, Jr.
Okay, gals, pin on those corsages and fellas, straighten up those bow ties. We're going to the big event of the year at Winsocky, the spring prom. Well, welcome to the prom, Miss Joy.
Oh, that music.
Yeah, isn't it great? You know, that orchestra came all the way from the Delaware Water Gap.
Well, it's still dripping. You know, it's all in the way you listen to it. I think it sounds wonderful.
Come on, Miss Joy. Let's dance.
My first promise, at my first promise, to dance the waltzes with you. I'll take chances with other dancers, but no one waltzes like you. From us.
for that's my promise at my first time.
Okay, Dutch, now it's my turn to dance with Miss Joy.
Hey, hands off, Greenie. This is my dance.
Boys, please, one at a time.
How do you like that? She's got three wolves after her, and I can't even find a coyote.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I don't want to dance.
Oh, that's okay. But if you've got any influence with the stag line, tell them I'm a naturalized citizen.
No, I'm looking for Helen Schlesinger.
Oh, you mean the little girl in there with the mascara all over her chin?
Yeah, that's Helen, all right. She always cries dark. I gotta go in and see her.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't go in there. That's where the girls are staying.
It's an emergency.
Oh, I suspected this joint all along.
Helen. Helen.
Go away, Bud Hooper. I don't want to see you.
Oh, Helen, I gotta talk to you. You've been my ideal ever since we started in the first grade together. Why, Helen, I know you even better than I know biology.
I haven't done so well in my studies since you and I have come to be buddies. You pop up in the strangest places and at the strangest times. Your face is always appearing to disconcert me. Even in midterms, you won't desert me. Though it is sad, it's true. I've been majoring in Y.O.U. I know you by heart. You are no more a mystery. I drew you in art, memorized you in history. You're on my mind at every lecture. What I designed in architecture, I bribe you in law, map you in navigation. You came and I saw, and I was a conquered nation. The marks are low upon my study chart, but I know you by heart.
Oh, Bud.
Helen, I got two favors to ask of you.
Yes, Bud?
First, trust me. Second, go home.
I came here to go to this dance, Bud Hooper, and I'm going.
But you can't. There's one Helen Schlesinger in there already. She's Gail Joy, the movie star.
Oh, she is not. Yes, she is. I didn't recognize her without her sweater. Well, I'm going into that dance with or without you.
Helen, if you do, I'm a bigamist. Helen!
All right, everybody. Let's put some life into this party. No more slow music. Hit it. Bounce it.
Bop it.
I'm for that myself. Let's give the brush to Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms.
Well, girls, I don't go much for that no haircut stuff myself.
Say, Miss Joy, maybe we have something in common.
If it's common, we've got it. I never want to hear Johann Sebastian Bach, and I don't want to listen to Ludwig Beethoven, and I don't give a hoot for all Johannes Brahms.
The bees we want are these. The bees we want are these.
They're the barrel mouse, the boogie boogie, and the blues.
Yes, the barrel house, the boogie boogie, and the blues. got to play the blues. You'll never ever choose to lose the blues.
You'll never choose to lose the blues.
Oh, the blues will really get you. And the barrel house is bound to upset you.
And the boogie woogie beat will drive you straight to distraction. Even school professors get a solid reaction from the barrel house.
Go, 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 go.
I love the boogie cause it tickles just fine.
Ooh,
I love the boogie cause it's fresh and it's fine.
Ooh,
just like a cigarette with modern design. That's why I love the boogie woogie.
Yes, yes, ooh-ah-boo-bah.
It seems to knock the wind right out of my chest.
Ooh-ah-boo-bah.
It's so darn good, it makes a fool of the rest.
Ooh-ah-boo-bah.
Just goes to show you that the boogie's the best. That's why I love the boogie-woogie.
Yes, yes.
It's right as rain, as low as thunder, high as a cloud, and sweet as a cake. It's got a kick like mountain liquor, and it's as slick and hard to take as the porterhouse steak.
Ooh-ah-boo-bah.
It picks you up and knocks you flat in the mat.
Ooh-ah-boo-bah.
It makes fat people thin and thin people fat.
Ooh,
no mother music is as solid as that. Go, I love that boogie beat.
Great!
I love the boogie too, but not when I'm feeling blue. I get the blues in the morning, the blues at night. The blues when I'm feeling right, cause it sounds so good and it feels so good and it is so good, the best jazz music there is. When I'm feeling swell, when I'm feeling kind of jivey and I want to join the stivey, I go barrel house, make them send me down. Oh, the atmosphere is falling and the band is really solid. They say barrel house, they really go to town. The beat is solid as a rock there. They play till 5 or 6 o'clock there. You'd be mighty glad you found them. It's a treat to be around them while they sock it, beat it, kill it, bang it. The barrel house with Sal Stravinsky or Strauss on jazz.
It's the barrel house of boogie woogie and
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 I want you all to know that I am Helen Schlesinger.
But this other young lady came into the dance as Miss Schlesinger.
She's not me. I'm me. She's Gail Joy, the movie star.
Gail Joy, the movie star? Here at Winsocket?
It's a Wham girl. Oh, excuse me. I want her autograph.
What for?
There's a stoop I know at home who'll pay money for it.
I want a souvenir, a piece of her dress.
Ah, look out. That's the only strap I've got.
Oh, I want a souvenir, too.
Well, here we go. Back to the old look.
Oh, oh brother, bring on the photographers.
Why, they're tearing off her clothes.
Look at those lovely flashbulbs pop. Blind me, boys, blind me. This will make the front page of every paper in the country. Maybe even the Congressional Record.
During this winter's unprecedented succession of snow and sleet storms in the Great Plains and Rocky Mountain regions, there was a constant battle to keep the ways of transportation open. Not only the railways, but every way of transportation. In that struggle, state and county highway forces, government forces, everybody labored with devotion and efficiency. But between what was done to enable other forms of transportation to operate and what was done on the railroads, there is this important difference, that the expense of opening up railroad lines and keeping them open is paid by the railroads themselves. When a railroad snowplow bucks adrift, or ice has to be blasted away, or a great whirling rotary chews into a snowpack cut, the cost of doing the job is borne by the railroads. In some places last winter, the cost amounted to as much as $1,000 a mile, spent by the railroads so that essential supplies could be kept moving. There was more to it than just a matter of cost, too. There was a human side, which was well expressed by the editor of Traffic World, a national weekly widely read among shippers, who happened to be on a train which was stalled by the snow in the Rocky Mountains. There was nothing in the rule books, he wrote, and not even anything in past experience which covered the emergency. But the emergency was met by the self-reliant, self-supporting railroads, with their own crews and at their own cost. We doff our hat to the railroad organization, said this experienced observer. The Railroad Hour show train will return in just a moment after a brief pause for station identification. Now for Act Three of Best Foot Forward with an all-star Broadway and Hollywood cast, headed by Betty Garrett, Eileen Wilson, and your host, Gordon McRae.
Quiet, please, quiet. As head of Windsocket Preparatory School, I should like to say a few words. Your behavior at the dance tonight was shocking and scandalous. I intend to find out who brought this movie person to Windsocket and take proper disciplinary action. Dismissed.
How I despise the older generation.
You're not kidding.
Well, I'm very discouraged.
But listen, how about some of that old Windsocket spirit? Nothing can get us down. Where's that old fight?
Yeah, make like a cheerleader, Bud.
Okay, I will.
If you shout parade for the Pennsylvania Dutchman, they will cover the ground for a number one down or a touch. Everyone has agreed that you'll have to concede to the Dutchman. Shout parade for the Pennsylvania Dutch. If you shout parade for the Pennsylvania Dutchman, every team that they play will be carried away with a crutch. When they're out on the field, if they're wearing the shield of the Dutchman, shout parade for the Pennsylvania Dutch. Buckle down, Windsocket, buckle down. You can win, Windsocket, if you knuckle down. If you break their necks, if you make them wreck, you can break the hex, so buckle down. Make them yell, Windsocket, make them yell. You can win, Windsocket, if you ring the bell. If you don't give in, take it on the chin. You are bound to win if you will only buckle down. If you fight, you'll chuckle at defeat. If you fight, your luck will not retreat. We repeat. Knuckle down, Windsocket, knuckle down. You can win, Windsocket, if you buckle down. If you mow them down, if you go to town, you can wear the crown if you will only buckle down.
Windsocket!
Hey, what's all the excitement?
Yeah, what's been going on?
Where have you two lovebirds been?
Oh, Dutch and I were just out in the grandstand. That's where everybody at Windsocket goes to hold hands.
I wish somebody'd take me out to the grandstand. A big, strong man, maybe. I had one, but he was stronger than I was. I couldn't hold him.
Come on, kids. We got to huddle about how to keep Bud in school.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, Minerva. You shouldn't be making cracks like that about being out in the grandstand right here in front of everybody.
But gosh, Dutch, that's where we were.
Well, I didn't take advantage of the situation, did I?
No, you certainly didn't.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, I'll tell you what I mean. Straight from the shoulder straps. What do you think I am? Just a baby. What do you think I am? Just a child. What do you think I go around with man for? And who do you think I've got a little yen for? Oh, what do you think of me as a sister? Couldn't you just for once be a man? I'm getting older and quite a bit bolder. All my heart needs is a shawl. What do you think I am? I'm in love.
What do you think I am? Just a small fry. What do you think I am? Just a brat. What do you think I mope around and sigh for? And what do you think this twinkles in my eye for? Oh, why do you think of me as a brother? Couldn't you just for once be my gal? Come and play house with me. Don't cat and mouse with me. All my heart needs is a show. What do you think I am? I'm in love.
Kids, come quick. There's big excitement up in Bud Hooper's room.
Well, what happened?
Dr. Reber found that Bud brought Gail Joy to the prom, so Bud's been expelled.
All right, Hooper. You may pack your bags immediately. You have disgraced the name of Winsocket.
Not so fast, Grandpappy. Little Gail has something to say. This kid is a little off his rocker, but I like him. I feel motherly towards him.
Oh, sister.
Well, you know, like I would to a dog, like Lassie.
Just think, Bud, if you could bark, you'd be a movie star.
Jack, get that camera ready. Gail Joy is about to play her biggest scene.
All righty.
Oh, Dr. Reber.
My dear young lady, I have nothing further to say on the subject.
What a good-looking man you are, Dr. Reber. How nice it would be to get you in the grandstand with my arms around your neck like this.
Please, young lady, let go.
I got it. What a beautiful picture. He had his eyes shut.
Go get it developed right away.
You bet. What's the meaning of this?
Look, Doc, Bud Hooper is being thrown out of school because he went to bat for me. So if you're going to make trouble for him, I'll make trouble for you.
Oh, Green, go phone for the sheriff immediately. I want to arrest that woman.
Yes, Dr. Reber.
Oh. Well, I sure wasn't invincible with the principal. Every time I try to be a help, I always take it on the chin. Every time I hurry to the rescue, always get a Mickey Finn. Every time I play a little gin, I'm always short an ace. Every time I sign a little check, it bounces in my face. Every time I buy a little stock, it always takes a little drop. Every time I think I got a hit, I always get a little flop. And when I think my name will be in lights, it dwindles to a spark, leaving just a lonely little lady in the dark.
Gee, Miss Joy, thanks for trying to keep Bud from getting expelled.
Yeah, Helen and I will never forget you. When we're married, that is. If we may, we'd like to write you occasionally, like on Mother's Day.
Thanks, son. That would be just grand.
Oh, just a minute. Hold everything. I just had word that every paper in the country is carrying our story about Gail Joy, the Winsocky prom girl.
Oh, dear me.
I happen to have another shot here the papers might be interested in. One prep school prexy with one movie star, slightly around neck.
Oh, dear. Dear me.
Dr. Reber, the sheriff's downstairs.
Yes, thank you, Green. Tell him I want him to take his usual post in the grandstand. There's been altogether too much extracurricular activity.
And tell him I'll be right over.
Hooper.
Yes, sir?
It is not my custom to reverse disciplinary action. However, I wish to reestablish the status quo.
Is that good?
It is. We will have no demonstration. Now, since I understand that Miss Joy is a very special guest, she may have a few words to say to the student body.
Well, thanks, Doc. Students, there is one thing I'd like to say, and then I've got to run. Life isn't always technicolor under the Hollywood sun. Just because you hate exams and you've only one prom a year, don't be dismayed. I'd gladly trade, my dear. Oh, buckle down, Winsocky, buckle down. You can win, Winsocky, if you knuckle down.
If you're more than down, if you go to town, you can wear the crown if you will only buckle down, buckle down.
Gentlemen, the book for Best Foot Forward is by John Cecil Holm. The words and music by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. Well, next week our show train will bring you the glamorous Metropolitan Opera soprano, Miss Dorothy Kirsten, who joins me in Victor Herbert's melodious operetta, Mademoiselle Modiste.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out.
But friends, here is a reminder. Many thousands of our listeners have asked for the informative 64-page booklet Quiz on Railroads and Railroading. If you have not yet sent for this interesting booklet, you can get a copy without charge by writing to the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. I'll repeat that address, the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. Best Foot Forward has been presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Betty Garrett and Alice Pierce appeared on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture Little Women, starring June Allison, Peter Lawford, Margaret O'Brien, and Elizabeth Taylor. Eileen Wilson can be heard each week on Your Hit Parade. Bill Shirley appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Down to the Sea and Ship, starring Richard Widmark and Lionel Barrymore. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of My Dream Is Yours, starring Jack Carson and Doris Day. This is Marvin Miller speaking. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by 132 railroads, which are members of the Association of American Railroads. Each one of these railroads is an independent business with its own operations and services. Each one competes keenly with others for business, working by itself, but all of them work together for better service to you. There goes our show train, but don't forget it'll be back next week with Mademoiselle Modiste. And here's Carmen Dragon and the orchestra to play one of the hits from that operetta.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.